Well, Lee, what did you make of that?
Yeah, you know, from a friendly point of view, we've obviously got everything we needed to get out of it, probably, barring the result, I suppose. Second period, you know, didn't see the football and give us some real, you know, pressure defensively, which is, you know, great, I suppose, from a preparation point of view for the start of the comp. We just needed to try and break their momentums back a little bit in the second period, but never got that opportunity. First period, you know, before we start making, you know, the interchanges, which we did, I thought we looked, you know, tardy, some really nice football played, and, you know, unfortunately, when you go with a squad of 23, it takes a little bit of momentum out the way of the performance, and I think that happened a little bit.
But still lots of positives, huge individual positives as well, wasn't there, from some players who've given you some food for thought, I would have thought.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, on a performance point of view, I thought Curtis, when he came on again, looked really tardy. I think Minicello looks, you know, fantastic acquisition to the squad. And, you know, Gaz again, you know, really pleased. Well, hopeful and pleased that it's not a serious injury. We're hoping that you know, he'll be right with that. So yeah, it was pleasing first 40. Again, when you make that many changes, it takes the momentum out the way of the game. You know, we still needed to be in the game, obviously, but you know, when all your momentum's not there, it's difficult to break the back of that momentum, I suppose.
And some quality as well so early in the game, some nice free-flowing movements with both sides appearing to want to play rugby league in a different way to the way it's been played in the past few seasons.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, obviously Chris has been in the press and advertising the fact that they're going to get to an edge early with the players that they've brought in, and for us, I thought shape-wise and structure-wise, ball in hand, we looked hardy, so we'll continue that. We'll be better for it, that's for sure, next week, and you know, it all bears well, I suppose, for the preparation for Huddersfield.
Well, as much as anything, this is about coming through unscathed with no injuries. Couple coming off, Liam Watts, will get to him in a moment, but Gareth Ellis, now when he went down I feared the worst, but then when he walked off I thought to myself, well, can't be that bad, maybe he's just opened his knee up a little bit.
Yeah, you should have looked up at me because my hands was in my head. No, we're thinking his kneecap popped out and gone straight back in, which is hopefully a good thing, but you know, the report or the feedback from the physios initially is it's not nothing major. Liam Watts will have to have a look at tomorrow. You know, a couple of precautionary ones that were brought off Leon, and you know, a couple of the front rows as well. You know, hopefully nothing long term.
Well, hopefully not. Now just one more to go before the real event.
It is, yeah. So, you know, great. We've had, you know, competitive game, physical game, not quite the result we was looking for, but we certainly got what we needed out of it from a physical point of view.